Thank you, Lord, that we can know you, that we can know how much you love us, that we can know how much you desire for man to be filled with your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that through the knowledge of you, we know what eternal life is. We know that we will be with you for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, that our bodies are the temples of God, that you dwell in our bodies, that you fellowship with us every single day, 24/7, 365 days a year. Thank you, Lord, that you love us unconditionally, that you proved your love to us when you died for us upon that cross, when you were buried in that grave, and when you rose from that grave, and when you ascended into heaven, where you sit at the right hand of God, representing each one of us. Thank you, Lord, that in Jesus we see the proof of the love of God for all of man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about being one with God. And as we talk about being one with God, there's three questions that we're going to be answering. The first one is, how do I become one with God? The second one is, what does it mean to be one with God? And the third one is, how do I stay one with God? So we'll be answering those questions as we go along. Now, Hebrews 2:11 says, speaking of Jesus, for both he who sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers. So it's talking about Jesus. It says Jesus is the one who sanctifies us, and we are the ones who are being sanctified, and both Jesus and us are all of one, meaning we are all from the one, from one source, from the same origin. That word of means out of, from, denoting origin. So it says both Jesus and us have the same source. We are all of one. We are all from one, and that one being God, God the Father. So we are all from the one source, the one origin, which is God. Both us and Jesus. That word brothers, it says Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brothers. That word brothers means born of the same parent. It means born of the same blood. The parent being God the Father. So God the Father, as he gives birth to us, we are born from God the Father. We have the same Father as what Jesus has. We are both from the one source. That word brothers is the Greek word adelphos, which is the joining of two words, which is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Alpha, and then the word Delphus, meaning the womb. So Jesus is the Alpha, he's the beginning. And the womb, talking of God the Father, who gives birth to us. So in the joining of Jesus and God the Father, who gives birth to us, we are the brothers of God, of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the beginning of everything. In Jesus we have our lives. Our lives are found in Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus, we are born from the womb of God. That is what it means to be the brother of Jesus Christ, born from the same source, being one with God. That's a powerful scripture. Now let's just look at that statement, being one with God. Let's just break that down. The word being means to exist in a certain state. So being means to be, means to exist in a certain state, in a certain position. So if we say being one with God, it means that we exist in union with God. That is how we exist, that is how we live, that's how we walk upon this planet, that is how we function. We function from being one with God. Now the word one means single by union. It means undivided. It means the same. It means single in kind. It means to be in agreement. It means to be in one united body. So if we exist being one with God, we exist by being joined into union with God. We are birthed from God the Father through faith in Jesus Christ, and we exist in union with God. We are undivided from God. Because through faith in Jesus, God deposits His Spirit within our bodies, and our bodies become the temple of God, and we live in union with God. We are the same as God. God dwells within our bodies. We were created in the image of God. God fills us with His Spirit. We are the same kind as God. We are in agreement with God. We are in one united body, that body being the body of Jesus Christ. And through the body of Jesus, God unites us into one body with Himself. And we live in agreement with God. We agree with God, what God says about us. If God says He loves us unconditionally, if He says we are innocent before Him forever, no matter what we do, we agree with that. And in agreement with God, we live in union, undivided, being the same as God. The word God, God is the supreme being, the eternal and infinite Spirit, the Creator. So if we say we exist, we have our existence in being joined in union with the Creator of the universe, with the supreme being. That is what it means to be one with God. The word supreme means the highest in authority, holding the highest place in power. So God is the supreme being. There is no higher authority or higher power than God. And we have our union with that being. We have our union, our agreement with a being that has the highest authority and power that there will ever be. God is eternal. He is without beginning or end of existence. He is everlasting. He is endless. We have our union with a being who is everlasting. And as He is, so are we. So if we are joined with God in unity, what do we find? We will find that we are everlasting, that our lives will be endless, because our lives are joined with God. So even if we die on this planet, we will be resurrected into eternal life, and our lives will be endless, eternal with God. God is infinite. He's without limits. He's unconfined. He's immeasurable. He's omnipresent. So we are joined with an eternal, limitless, supreme being through faith in Jesus Christ. And that is how we live in this world. We live in union with God, with the supreme being, the highest authority, the highest power that there will ever be, and He lives in our bodies. That is the profoundness of our being. We said we will look at a question, how do I become one with God? What does Scripture say? Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for My sake shall find it. And in this time of Easter, it is very applicable that we look at this verse and explain what this verse is saying, because in this time of Easter, we think upon Christ who died upon the cross, was buried in the grave, and who rose from that grave. But that very thing, that very act of Jesus dying upon the cross, tells me something about my life. And what does it tell me about my life? Jesus said, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself. In the light of the gospel, to deny myself means to deny the lawman inside of me who wants to work to find life or blessing. Deny that man who wants to live through works righteousness. That is what it means to deny myself. Because as we are born on this planet, we find in our flesh, in our bodies, the desire, the unction to work to find life. To work to be blessed by God. And we deny ourselves by not yielding to that desire that is in our flesh, to try and work to find favor and blessing and life eternal from God. That is what it means to deny myself. To take up my cross means to believe that it is so. Believe that I am dead to the requirements of law. believe that my lawman died with Christ on the cross, because my cross is a symbol of death. Thus, I am dead to the law, it has no hold on me. So, as I identify with Christ dying upon the cross, as Christ died upon the cross, the man who had to live by law died, and that very act of Jesus, I identify myself with that to the very point where I see myself dying to the man who wants to work to be righteous. That is what it means to take up my cross, to believe that I have died with Jesus upon that cross, that I am dead to every requirement of law, that I am dead trying to work to be righteous, trying to work to find eternal life, trying to work to be blessed. And what do I find as I die to that man? Everything that God has, He deposits to me, He gives to me for free. I find life eternal for free. I find blessing for free. I find peace for free. And the Spirit lives within my body, and manifesting out of my body is the fruits of the Spirit. And I live in union with God. So how do I become one with God? I have to die to the man that wants to live by law, and I have to be raised up as a new man, free from the requirements of law, living a new life filled with the Spirit of God. That is how I become one with God. Thus, I become dead to being one with law, and I'm born again to be one with God through faith in Jesus' completed work. That is how I become one with God. Because God is the supreme being. He is the creator. He is limitless. He's boundless. There is no limit of law upon God. God lives free from laws and regulations. And as God relates to us, He relates to us out of position where we are free from laws and regulations. We relate to God only on the basis of being dead to a man who wants to relate to God through law. God has no relationship with laws and regulations. The only way I can be one with God is to be like Him and to be free from laws and regulations. Free from the burden, the yoke of laws that want to press down upon me, that wants to require works from me to be like God. Amen. Do you understand that? God has no relationship with the Ten Commandments. It is not His. It was man who implemented a thing. God does not. God wants no part of the Ten Commandments. And the only way we can be one with God is to live like Him, free from laws and regulations. And we are filled with His Spirit, and we live in union with God, and He manifests through us as we live in this life. Now, what does it mean to be one with God? What does it mean to be one with God? It means that God has filled me with Himself. To be one with God means that God has filled me with Himself. God has filled me with His Spirit. Colossians 2 verse 10. And you are complete in Him which is the head of all principality and power. So we are complete in Jesus Christ. This is talking of Jesus. The preceding verses speak of the glory of Christ. And we are complete. Christ, it says, the preceding verse says, Christ was filled with the fullness of God. And we are complete in Jesus Christ. And if Christ was filled with the fullness of God and we are complete in Jesus, what does it mean? It means I'm filled with the fullness of God as I live in this planet. Because that word complete means to fall to the top, to fall to the brim, to render perfect. So what do I find in my body? That God has filled me with His Spirit. Because God has filled me with His Spirit, I have been rendered perfect in the sight of God. As far as God is concerned, I am perfect. When I look in the mirror, what do I see? I see a perfect creation because God sees me as perfect. And in union with God, I live in agreement with God. And if God sees me as perfect, do I need to see myself as imperfect? No, I live in agreement with God. And God has made me perfect in His sight. And when I look at myself, I see myself as perfect in the sight of God. I live in agreement with the being who is the supreme authority in the universe. If the supreme authority in the universe says I am perfect, who am I to disagree with that? Amen. God has filled me with Himself. What does it mean to be one with God? I have constant, unbroken fellowship with God. God has filled me with Himself. Because He has filled me with Himself, because His Spirit dwells in my body, I have constant, unbroken fellowship with God. 1 John 1 verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So John saying in his letter, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Because John understood that he was filled with the Spirit of God, and that in this body, in this temple, he dwells in constant, unbroken fellowship with God. That word fellowship means mutual association on equal and friendly terms. It means partnership. It means a state of being together. So the word fellowship means mutual association on equal and friendly terms. So in this body, as God fills me, how does God relate to me? He relates to me on equal and friendly terms. Because I have been created in the image of God, and through the work of Jesus I've been restored to my original design, to the original plan that God had for me, which was to fellowship with me as a being on equal terms. Why? Because He lives within me. He finds Himself within me. He has deposited Himself within me. A generous God to the point where He shares His life with me for free. I am in partnership with God as I live in this life. Anything that I have to do, any task that I have to do in this life, that the demands of this life puts upon me, I do it in partnership with God. I'm not alone in every task that I have to perform in this life. I do it in partnership with God. If I have to move to Pretoria, I do it in partnership with God. He goes with me. He doesn't withdraw from me. He moves with me in partnership with God. Everything that I have to do in this life that might be difficult for me, I never do it alone. Because I find that I am in a continuous state of being together with God. Together with God, joined in union, unbroken fellowship with God. What can break my fellowship with God? What can break my fellowship with God? Only if I believe that I do not have continual fellowship with Him. There's nothing that you can do that will make God turn His back on you. He will not turn His back on you no matter what you do. But if I believe that what I do breaks my fellowship with God, That feeling of fellowship, that experience of fellowship will be broken, not from God's side, but from my side. Because I will believe that I am not in continual fellowship with God, and that then it will be thus for me. Not because of God, but because of me. That is the only thing that can break my fellowship with God. And I fellowship with God by accepting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, by believing that the sacrifice of Jesus is for me. As I hear the good news, faith rises up within me. As faith rises up within me, I find that I'm joined in union with God. And I have unbroken fellowship with the Creator of the universe. What does it mean to be one with God? My life is not based on rules or laws. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So as I find the Spirit of the Lord dwelling within me, there is liberty. That word liberty, the word liberty means the liberty to do as one pleases. It means exempt from obligation or liability. I have no obligation to God. I have no liability that I have to pay towards God. God puts no obligation or liability upon me. God does not expect me to sacrifice something to please Him. He just wants me to come and join with Him in union. That is the invitation of God. There is no obligation or liability that God puts on men. The liberty to do as one pleases. I'm free to do in this life what I want to do. and the Spirit of God lives within me, and God manifests through me, and the fruits of the Spirit manifest through my life effortlessly. I'm free to do as I want to do in this life. I'm free to move to Pretoria. I'm free to move 2 blocks down the street. I'm free to sell my house. I'm free to buy another house. I'm free to get a Nokia phone if I so desire. I'm free to get a BlackBerry phone if I so desire. That might not be a good decision, but you are free. I'm free on a Saturday to do whatever I want to do. You are even free. You don't have to sit here on a Sunday. It's good to fellowship with other believers, but you are free to go and enjoy the good weather outside if you so desire, and God will not hold it against you. I might hold it against myself, and I might feel guilty about it, but God will not hold it against me. I'm free to do as I please. That is the power of being joined in union with the Creator of the universe. What does it mean to be one with God? I live in rest. There's no labor to be blessed or to please God. I live in rest. What does Jesus say in Matthew 11:28? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Talking of the heavy burden of law, pressing a yoke, pressing down upon the backs of people, working hard to please God, bringing their tithes, bringing their offerings, having to pray 5 times a day to please God, having to make the pilgrimage to the temple every year to bring your offering. That heavy burden, that heavy yoke is lifted off the backs of people through the work of Jesus Christ. And as we come to Jesus, through faith in Him, we find rest from any labor to please God, from any labor that we have to undertake to be blessed by God. To rest means to come to the end of myself, to come to the end of myself where I want to do something to please God, where I want to do something to find favor with God, where I want to do something to pin a badge on my shirt to say that I did this thing for God, some promotion in the kingdom of God. I have to come to the end of myself to labor in the kingdom of God, and only when I do that will I find true rest. That is what it means to be joined in union with God. Because in resting, I receive the being of God. In resting, I receive what God has for free. God doesn't labor to be holy. God doesn't labor to be blessed. God doesn't labor to have life eternal. He has it because that is who He is. And in union with Him, that is what we have. We do not have to work for it. We find it in our being, in our existence of being joined with the God of the universe. What does it mean to be one with God? I experience God's unbroken, unconditional love for me. What does John 17:23, Jesus praying to the Father, He says, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and has loved them as you have loved me. That word as means just as, in the degree that you have loved me. So what is Jesus saying? He says, Father, you love me. Just as you love me, in the degree that you love me, you love them. Who is them? Us. God loves us in the same way that He loves Jesus Christ. The very fire of love that God the Father has for the Son is the fire of love that God has for each one of us. God doesn't love Jesus this much and, you know, He just accepts us, you know, because He loves the Son. God loves Jesus this much and He loves us this much in equal terms. Now, who can grasp that the Supreme Being in the universe will love His only Son just as much as He loves us? Only with God will we find that. And in unbroken fellowship, unbroken unity, unbroken agreement with the God of the universe, we find that He loves us as much as He loves His Son. We find unbroken, unconditional love for us with God. It is a love that is free from accusation, condemnation, or performance. Accusation means charging with a crime or offense. God will never charge you with a crime or offense because He loves you as much as He loves His Son. He will never condemn you. He will never declare you guilty and doom you to punishment. It is a love that is free from performance, a love that is free from action or doing something to earn love. In this world, we are used to having to do something to earn love. With God, what do? We accept His love. It is available and we accept it. We do not have to work to earn the love of God, free from condemnation, accusation, or performance. That is what we find in being one with God. What does it mean to be one with God? I live through the power and the ability of God. As I live in this life, everything that I have to, every demand that this life puts on me, I face it with the power and the ability of God. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So in this life, we live in joy and peace and hope because we are filled with the power of the supreme being in the universe. We are filled with the being of God, and we have strength for everyday life. This is what it means to live through the ability and the power of God. So everything that you have to do in this life, you face it with the power of God that is inside of us, that manifests through us. Strength for everyday living. And we find as we live in this life, Jesus has already overcome the world. There are many difficulties in this world, but Jesus has already overcome each and every single one of them. And we find as we face life that we have joy, hope, and peace because God Himself is alive within us. Amen. So just to recap, what does it mean to be one with God? God has filled me with Himself. I have constant, unbroken fellowship with God. My life is not based on rules or laws. I live in rest. I experience God's unbroken, unconditional love for me, and I live through the power or the ability of God. And I experience eternal life. Something else I didn't mention, what does it mean to be one with God? I have eternal life. If I die on this planet and my body turns to dust, I will be resurrected from that grave. And the very eyes that I have today, with these very eyes, I will see God from face to face. And I will live with Him for all eternity in a new heaven and a new earth. And I will experience things that no man has ever dreamt of. I will have life eternal. Last question. How do I stay one with God? How do I stay one with God? How do I ensure that my unity with God is not broken? Very, very easy. John 15:5, Jesus speaking, He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Jesus says, abide in me. So abide means to stay in a given place or state, not to depart. Abide in Jesus. Abide in the cross of Christ, which means my death as a lawman, and the resurrection of Christ, which means my resurrection into newness of life. Scripture says we find newness of life as we are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ. We are born again into newness of life. What is that newness of life? That newness of life is to be joined in union with God. It means to be one with God. That is what newness of life means. And I live as a new being, a being who has been born again into a place where the God of the universe lives within me. That is what newness of life means. Jesus says, abide in me. That word in denotes a fixed position, a relation of rest. So I abide in the work of Jesus. I rest in Christ. I rest in what that means for me. I am in agreement with what the work of Jesus Christ means for me. I agree with that. I abide in that continually. I do not go back to a system of law where I have to please God through what I do. And when I do that, I will ensure that I stay one with God. Amen. So, as we live in this life, as we walk in this life, we are filled with God. We live being one with God. If there's anything I need to face in this world, I commune with God in this body. I talk to God in this body, and He answers me in this body. And as I pray, as I talk to the Father, I find that His peace, that His power, that His hope, that His love, that His joy manifests through me. I experience it in my everyday living because I am literally joined into union with the God of the universe, the most supreme being that there is, that there will ever be, a being who has no beginning, a being who has no end. I'm joined with Him. It is too much for us to grasp, but that is the plan of God, to live in union with us in our bodies. Amen. One last thing. This morning as I was praying, Lord, is there any picture that goes with this? Any image that goes with being one with God? And you know what is the image I got? The image I got is this. Our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12. So the picture, the image of being one with God is to be one with consuming fire. For God is a consuming fire. And in being one with a consuming fire, everything that is not from God will be burned away in our bodies. Every thought, every belief that is not in agreement with the consuming fire of God, He will burn away. As we join into union with Him, with a consuming fire, He will burn away everything that is not from Him. And I will find the character, the being of God manifesting through me more and more as I live in this life. Amen. Because God's desire is for you. God's desire is for you to be joined into unity with Him, to be unified with Him. That is the desire of God. God is a consuming fire. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us with a consuming fire. Thank you, Father, that you love us with the same love that you love your Son. Thank you, God, that the consuming fire of your being is poured into the temples of our bodies. Thank you, Lord, that during this Easter, we can know that the death of Christ is my death, the death of a lawman who has to please God through what he does. Thank you, Lord, that the resurrection of Jesus is my resurrection into newness of life, into being joined with the God of the universe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that tongues of flaming fire lives within us. Thank you, Lord, that you consume us every single day. We find the ability of God within us. We have hope for every day. We have joy and peace and strength for every day, effortlessly, as we yield to God's consuming fire. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.